Our second panelist is Dr. Jen Ray. Jen is an artist, researcher, facilitator, and educator working at the intersections of food, art, food justice, and the climate emergency. Her 15-year practice-led research expertise is in the discursive fields of contemporary environmental art and environmental communication. It is centered around cultural responses to climate change and everything change. She's the director of Fair Share Fair and co-founder of Faulkner Commons, and a board member of the Australian Creative Recovery Network, the International Environmental Communication Association, and Faulkner Food Bowl. Jen, I'll throw it over to you now.
I'm going to talk about Faulkner Commons. I'm going to contextualize all of this within the climate emergency, obviously. I come from an arts background. For the last 6 years, I've been working with a team of artists and emergency services and local government rehearsing climate-related disaster scenarios. And in 2018, we actually rehearsed a pandemic. So that's really relevant to Faulkner Commons. So Faulkner Commons is a COVID response food hub, and Faulkner's the northern suburb of Moreland, and it's the most food insecure suburb of Moreland. It's a very culturally diverse area, and it was also heavily impacted in 2020 with the northern suburbs lockdown for the reason that it had 181 cases and 43 deaths. At the time, my partner Sally co-founded Faulkner Food Bowls, which is a community garden on a disused bowling green, and comes from a community development background. And I was working with Moreland Council and the Open Food Network on the Food Hub feasibility study. And it was this aha moment in my studio where we were saying, looking at all of these variables and going, if Faulkner goes into a lockdown, we're going to, you know, potentially be in trouble here. And we convened an online meeting with 13 people who were food producers or people involved in the food system in different ways, including Moreland Council. And we wanted to ensure that we would have a healthy food channel into Faulkner. And the bowling club was not being used at the time. It was closed. And so we activated the bowling club. And the purpose of that was simply to just have paid food boxes and distributing them. Our ethos in working is that we don't produce food, we just move food, we aggregate it and distribute. So we don't hold on to anything. And within a very short amount of time, we had people coming to us saying that they were in need of food relief. And it was a broad spectrum of people coming to us for all different reasons. We reached out and found out that the food relief organizations in the north were closed. And that was predominantly because they were ran by elderly volunteers. We ended up working with Moreland Council and Ecojustice Hub and Oz Harvest, a bunch of groups helping to be the distributor for the north, because we had transportation is a major issue up here, whether it's public transportation or the movement of food. So we were quite centralized in being able to do that. We realized that we had a lot of members of our community who were very hyper-local. Many members of our community wanted to contribute or help in some sort of way. And so we built in something that we call our Pay It Forward, our PIF, our Pay It Forward. We're coming from very much a food justice lens. We invite all members of our community to collaborate in this process. We're very experimental. We ended up developing this program that is called Food with Dignity. So we don't distribute food relief. We distribute what we call red boxes. And the only reason we call them red boxes is because we put a red sticker on them. Basically, what it means is that through our Pay It Forward, through our Hump Day takeaway that we did last year, which was a pay-as-you-feel meal distribution, our small batch, which was bringing community members in to cook dips and so forth, and then the money from that would pay for boxes, we were able to distribute food boxes to members of our community in need alongside people who were paying for the boxes, and you couldn't tell the difference. Faulkner Food Bowls, Gregory, who was Kelly and Gregory, were growing a lot of food through the Moving Feast initiative and providing top-ups to the red boxes. The Inner North Foundation, we worked with them for a grant to add milk or Pay It Forward, added eggs. And so a box that would be a paid box for $20 was completely subsidized through all of the different partner relationships. So we're very much coming from a holistic, more of a gifting economy sort of perspective as opposed to a charity. We are inviting people to come in. And what we saw was that we were developing a sense of social cohesion through our activities. We were forming deep relational bonds that have now transcended to people in the community being more involved in the food system. These reflections that we have every once in a while where we think, you know, we have members of our LGBTIQ community that were volunteering alongside some of our members of the Muslim community praying on the other side of the pool table. It was very, very active during that time. In essence, we're in the pandemic era. It's not just COVID-19. We're seeing, you know, the potential that this is a long issue for us within the climate context. And, you know, yes, we were very fortunate as well to get big health funding to build capacity in our work. But at the same time, we're seeing people going back to normal ways of purchasing food, people going back to their work. There's value shifts that are happening. What we've been trying to do all along is to be experimental, to be able to bolster food literacy in our community. Things around, you know, that food is not cheap. Somebody along that food chain pays. Knowing who produces the food creates a relationship. We're trying to create those relationships and connections. We talk about how over 80% of the food in your supermarket, it wasn't there 100 years ago. And we also acknowledge that many members of our community that are seeking food relief come from backgrounds where they have a lot of food knowledge, and it's climate change and displacement that have placed them here, and that there are structural injustices within Australia that don't enable them to work, or know that they're stuck in different sort of gig economies and so forth. The last thing I think our community is gentrifying. We are seeing house prices rise. We're seeing, you know, different sort of conversations happening within social media. And one of the things that we're thinking about is how our involvement in the food system here is also a part of that gentrification. Many of our volunteers are in rental housing, you know, or in shared housing and so forth. And we are concerned in many ways that that might push out a lot of the cultural producers and invite more cultural consumers into our community. And so we're thinking a lot about how do we keep those conversations going in terms of raising awareness and so forth.